السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat inshallah. And just as a point of information, Mufti Sahab, how was your first roza inshallah? And hopefully some tips for the listeners inshallah, how to carry out their duties and responsibilities in the month of Ramadan. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Chapter 2, Suratul Baqarah, and verse number 185. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us the link and the connection between Ramadan and the Quran Sharif. As the background for our Muslim and non-Muslim listeners on Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, his Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place there in Makkah Mukarramah on the 20th of April, the year 571, Gregorian calendar. For 40 years, the Master alayhi salatu salam was the most beloved to the people there in Makkah and surroundings, and they knew that he was the most trustworthy and personality of integrity. Obviously, to Almighty Allah, he, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe for all times and all places. Then, at the age of 40, in the Ghar-e Hira, that's a cave just on the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go there. Why that particular place? From there, the Master alayhi salatu salam could witness and see the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, the cube, and would meditate and reflect and wonder and ponder in the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah. Then the archangel Gabriel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, came with the first five verses of chapter number 96, Surah Alaq, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi. And the first two times Nabi alayhi salam said, I can't read. Third time, then the Master alayhi salatu salam read, and so forth. So the details are in Bukhari Sharif. Nevertheless, the commencement of revelation started during this month of Ramadan. So from there alone we can see the link and the connection between Quran Sharif and Ramadan. That is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us. And in the next chapter, chapter 97, Almighty Allah speaks of it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can do this. The entire universe can get together and they can never accomplish that. So we revealed it, the noble Quran, on the night of majesty, the night of destiny. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? The meaning of Ramadan is tahriqu dhunub. Our Mawlana Salim Kareem Hafidhullah posed the question now, how was the first Sawm? How was the first fasting and Roza, as we say? So the question each one of us must ask, Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to incinerate the sins, to burn the sins. How many sins did we burn and never to come back in our life? Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter number 66 and verse number 8. Make such a tawbah and repent. There must be no relapse. It must not come back in our life. That is a repentance which is maqboola, accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So the Quran Sharif was revealed. The commencement of the revelation started on the Mubarak heart, the blessed heart of the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till the age of 40, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved. The revelation starts, and that leads to the greatest, biggest revolution. And you see, till today, that revolution continues. Today all the battles that are raging on, whether it be in Gaza and in Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank Palestine, or whether in Syria or Libya, or whether in Pakistan or India and Kashmir, or whether it be in other parts of the world, in Sudan and so forth. So remember, it is a conflict of haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So we say that we have the best constitution, and these people, our enemies, want to extinguish the radiance of Almighty Allah. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna liyudfi'u nur Allahi biafwahihim. What their mass media, their TV, their radio, their print media, their digital media, and today internet and what have you. But Allah inspires us, motivates us. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let His radiance, effulgence, His religion of Islam prevail in all parts of the world, even though the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Unzila fihi al-Qur'an. O Muslim, O Muslimah, fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Qur'an is the beauty. So what is the meaning of Qur'an? Qur'an means qarana, to join. All the surah chapters are attached to one another. All the verses are attached to one another. 6,236 verses and 114 chapters. Any word you want to know, you need to go to the philology, history of it. So the Qur'an is what? Hudal linnas, a book of guidance for humanity. Not for Indians and Arabs, but for humanity. وَبَيِّنَاتِهِمْ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرُقَانِ. And in it there are clear signs, مِنَ الْهُدَى, of guidance. What is this guidance? نُورٌ وَضَأَهُ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. That the radiance and effulgence which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart, so we draw a distinction, dichotomy between truth and falsehood. Wal-Furqan, it is the criterion. Your name is Farooq. Your name, you use the word Farq. So Farq we use in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, various languages. And Al-Farq bain al-Thara wa Suraya. You say in Urdu, Zameen, Asman ka Farq hai. So in Arabic you say Al-Farq bain al-Thara wa Suraya. So Suraya is the star high up in the heavens and skies. And remember, Thara is the land and sand. So Furqan, to make that criterion, to make that distinction. All these are titles of the noble Quran. Now Almighty Allah speaks of Ramadan Mubarak. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. Whosoever of you is present during this month, that you are not traveling and so forth, so فَلْيَسُمْ, then you must keep this fast. فَلْيَسُمُهُ فَلْيَسُمْ الشَّهْرَ. The who, the zamir, the pronoun refers to the month. So we must keep this fast for 30 days, 29 days. It's compulsory upon every Muslim. Muslim, male and female. Yes, if you are ill, sickly, or you're a traveler, as will be mentioned. So children is not compulsory, but we encourage them. And how they enjoy waking up. What a wonderful environment in that Muslim home. We all sitting around the dastarkhan, around the floor, around the mat on the floor, or sitting on there on the chair, there by the table, and we're having our pre-dawn meal, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and so forth. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whosoever of you is ill and sick, then or on a journey. But remember, yeah, there is one point that we need to understand. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, this journey must be a permissible journey. Then only you are entitled to this concession and rukhsa, as we call. If it is a haram journey, you're going to visit your girlfriend, boyfriend, you're going to the casino, you're going to some soccer match and some cricket match and all these kind of things, then you're not entitled to this concession. The Hanafis say you are still entitled, but that's a great usul and principle of the Shafi'is. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. You cannot obtain the bounties of Almighty Allah through haram myth methods and haram issues. So therefore, we should take cognizance of that. So now you didn't fast because you are pregnant, you are breastfeeding, or you are ill, lying in hospital, Allah forbid. Fa'iddatum min ayyamin ukhra. So you have to address this, redress this, and you have to fast when you recover from your illness, when you come back to your home after Eid al-Fitr, the first of Shawwal. So from the second of Shawwal, then remember you will start keeping the qadha, and the sooner you keep it, the better it is. Remember this fasting for 12, 13, 14, 18, 20 hours. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Almighty Allah decrees for you easiness. Allah does not want to punish you. Allah loves us the most. Chapter 7, verse 151. Read this verse, O Ummah, abundantly. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, you include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you, Allah alone, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. And Allah has not decreed for you difficulty and punishment. Nay, Allah wants ease for you. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif and other compilations, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu Allah said, "Ad-deenu yusrun." Deen is easy, Islam is easy. I open the tap, you put the glass in the right direction, so then it's good. But you put it in the wrong direction, then it's your fault. Now the whole world is fasting today, Wednesday, mashallah. وَلِتُكُمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You must complete the period. Complete the period of 29 days, 30 days, whatever it is. Then the night of Eid will come. The day of Eid will come, Eid al-Fitr. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And glorify Almighty Allah, takbir. زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. Hadith in Tabarani. Allahu Akbar, Allah. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So Allah gave you the greatest gift, the hidayat, the nur, the effulgence and radiance. And then we go out for our Eid Salat to read the prayer, and we go out in the open field. Wa la'allakum tashkurun. And that is the day of thanksgiving. For you in Gauteng, Johannesburg, now it's your countdown. Remember that it is 4:50. You should be cutting down now, finishing up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now take your tablets and then finish, inshallah. You made your intention. Allah accept our siyam, our qiyam. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa ala, accept our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our tarawih, wa tilawatana, our recitation of the noble Quran, wa jami'a amalina as-saliha, all our good deeds. So brothers, sisters here in Johannesburg, Lanesia surroundings, now you should be finishing up, insha'Allahul Aziz. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today was day 159, and this is GG, the Gaza genocide. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. BBC of all media has exposed what Israel did to our medical personnel there in Gaza. They fastened them up, they stripped them, they beat them up, humiliated them, and this is the only democracy in the Middle East, the cursed nation of the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that's just what those cowards do, the murderers of prophets and messengers, the baby killers. But our brothers, Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, underground, Muhammad Daif, underground, they know what they are doing. Allah give them more courage and himma to take on the Zionist apartheid regime and America supporting them, Britain, Europe, India, and whoever else. Allah decimate all these enemies of Islam. So they took the hostages as a bargaining chip. And then the Israeli soldiers who fracked, who died like dogs, that's the right word to use if you know Afrikaans, so they keep the bodies. And then they will negotiate per body and corpse that we want so many of our Palestinians released. U.S. senators are urging Biden, genocide Biden, to stop arming Israel. Can you believe how the tables are turning? So Israeli army, IDF, the Israeli diaper force deliberately is targeting the children in Gaza. More than 40,000 now have passed away and became shuhada. So from there, 20,000 or more are people who are classified as children, remember that, and they're targeting babies as well. EU leader Borrell says that the Gaza starvation is not something natural, it is man-made. Israelis, the politicians, the army are not allowing the aid to come in. They want to make the Palestinians suffer, and this is a man-made starvation. The whole world is condemning Israel, the haramis. Biden's memory is failing him, so they had a big investigation. Obviously, he's gone nuts now. He needs some coconuts, you must remember that. So the Sudan army has regained the control of the national media, the TV, the radio, and so forth, and the rapid force is losing and the army is winning. The rapid force are financed by America and the enemies. The aid ship has left from Cyprus to Gaza. This is a test run and a trial run. Let's see if it works or not, because there are many, many complex issues still awaiting them. Iraq, Allah have mercy on Iraq and the Iraqi people. They're experiencing the worst drought in 40 years there. So Allah, Jalla wala, send more rain that side. So we should make dua for them. Say, Allahumma aghithna, Ya Allah, send rain upon us. Allah, send the rain around us, send it to Iraq and other places wherever there is an acute shortage of rain. People in America are going judge shopping. What is judge shopping? America has 50 states, 5-0, right? I've been to America twice, so we know a little bit about it. So now people see which state has which law, then they will go to that state and make an application. Like how the Muslims today, they go fatwa shopping. This Maulana, this Mufti, this Imam, he is suitable for them, and they will get the fatwa for him. So America, this is becoming a big story and a mockery of justice. So Bibi Netanyahu, he is condemned worldwide, the butcher of Gaza. He says all the Hamas leaders are dead men. What he means? All are legitimate targets. We will kill them. But you're losing the war, you harami, you super terrorists. The whole world knows you are the terrorists. One Palestinian youngster, 13-year-old, playing with fireworks, and he threw it in the direction of the Israelis. They shot him dead. Can you believe that? So 13-year-old boy, and he was martyred yesterday. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant his family and parents and then the fortitude and sabr as well. That Amira Hess, who is a journalist in the Haaretz newspaper, says the plans have already started to subjugate the Palestinians. So this is a Jewish lady and a Jewess. She says they want to treat them second class, third class, and everything is in motion already. Arif Sultan, India is our worst enemies, the Hindus there as well, majority of them. Arif Sultan is a journalist. He spent 2,000 days already in jail in India. He came back home. He was enjoying his family. After 5 hours, they called him back to the police station and re-arrested him. Arif Sultan, read about him. So this is the greatest democracy in the world, they say, or the largest democracy. My foot, as far as Israel and India go, super terrorists, super haramis, if you ask me. And remember a crazy story in South Africa. Allah alone knows who did this. So yeah, between Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cullinan and so forth, 3 Coptic church monks were killed in South Africa. These monks came for a meeting and now they're gone, finished history. They're non-Muslims, obviously. So who did it? What was the agenda? What was the motive? The South African police, SAPS, is still investigating. By the time they get through, I don't know how many other murders there will be. Yes, it here. Gauteng murders and robberies are on the increase. Those are the official figures. The ANC wants to grab 50 million rand. You see, they made an amendment in the constitution for the political parties. So the ANC will get the largest, the greatest chunk of it. So the opposition parties are all up in arms. So they're going to court now to prevent the ANC from grabbing 50 million from the state coffers. Water shortage in Johannesburg and some places has gone crazy. Durban, we know, Vellum, Tongaat and North Coast and all this. Allah make easy. Read istighfar abundantly. Almighty Allah will give us more rain. Chapter 71 and verses, remember, 11, 12, 13. The rain is coming, but there is maladministration and mismanagement. That is the problem in South Africa. MK, and that is Zuma's party, will benefit the most from the former ANC members. Many of them are leaving now because they were not designated to go to parliament or to get some post and so forth. So now they jump ship. You know, that is what they do, the chameleons. So they join the MK. Today's history lesson, remember, is every day, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, we'll give you one history lesson, children and adults, Muslim, non-Muslim. Our history is not written in black and white, it's black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, and the red, red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. It was on the 2nd of Ramadan, Gregorian calendar 701, Hassan bin Nu'man, so remember, a Tabi'i successor, he conquered Algeria. And till today, remember 701, and now we are 2024, so you can work out the maths and arithmetic there and see over 10,000 years that we find that it is a Muslim country. And what do we find? We find that the Arabic is still, I've been there with Allah's help. And you see, it was known at that time, Al-Maghribul Awsat. So Maghrib is Morocco, and next to it, remember, is your Algeria. Our programs for today, 8:30 to 9, will be Mike, the, you understand, special investigator with Mona Zahid. That's an interesting program. And thereafter, 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today, O esteemed listeners, O Ansar International, Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it's Wednesday, and du'as are accepted on a Wednesday. So therefore, we should turn more and more to Almighty Allah. The tip of the day. So Maa Salim Kareem asked me a question, so this is my response. For myself, for all of you, we must have a set timetable. You must know exactly what time you're going to rest, what time you're going to read Quran, what time you're going to shop, what time you're going to job, what time you got time for your wife, for your family, for your children. So what time we're going to give charity out every day. We should be putting a smile on somebody's face, Muslim and non-Muslim. The Muslim, we give zakat, and the non-Muslim, remember, we give them voluntary charity, sadaqat and khairat. Allah Jalla will accept it. Maulana, we have 5-6 minutes, inshallah, for rapid quick fire, and inshallah 5:20 to 5:40 will be Mufti Aku, 5:05 will be Mawar Salim Karim till 5:20. I'll be back at 5:40, 20 to 6 for the Q&A part 2. So we continue now, inshallah Al-Aziz, Mawar Salim Karim.
Mr. Hussein, you fast approximately 12 hours during the day. So if you fast a 24-hour fast, can you not skip one day so you guys can fast 15 days for the month instead of 30, Prakash?
My brother Prakash, thank you very much. We really appreciate your question. I had a colleague with me in school, his name Prakash. I still remember him. He had green eyes in Benoni, William Hills. So you see, my brother Prakash, the first lesson you must learn, Muslim, Islam means one who submits and surrenders to Almighty Allah lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Our Islam is supra-logical, above my logic, your logic, and it transcends it. So your suggestion, fast 24 hours, half the people will be dead, you know. So remember that Islam came. We just did the verse now. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra, wala yuridu bikumul usra. Almighty Allah has decreed for you easiness and not difficulty, and doesn't want to punish you. So therefore, our system is a divine system. We must fit into the system and not let Islam come and fit into our wombs and desires. And just one point of correction there, my brother Prakash. So in Durban, they're starting at 4:30, the fast is cut off, right? And then at around 6:20 or so. So you work it out, it's almost 14 hours. And here we take, you must remember, so it's 10 to 5, and then we break fast at 6:30. So it shows that, remember, it's more than that. So therefore, it's not 12 hours, it's much more. And some places, when I travel in the Scandinavian countries and others, we go up to 20, 21, 22 hours we are fasting. I myself kept fast for 22 hours. So remember, that's a no-go area, Brother Prakash, because our aim must be to follow and not innovate and bring our own ideas and change the divine code.
Sir, there are late prayers for Muslims in this holy month. I think it's called Taraweeh. Can it not be made throughout the year, Jocelyn?
Excellent question, my brother, sister, Jocelyn. So you see the joy we get. I'm one man, one vote, right? I just give you my story. So I go for the main prayer there to the mosque, to the masjid, and thereafter I read my sunnahs. And I come home, and then I come here to the radio. I see everything is fine. We took the local Taraweeh for a little while, then went to Makkah because the wonderful reciters and the dua and so forth and so on. So although what they're doing is wrong and we condemn it, they read 10 rakats, supposed to be reading 20. Then in that time I'm reading and my wife is behind me like that. So this is going on for years. So the joy, the ecstasy, the spiritual joy you get by reading Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Again, my brother, sister Jocelyn, Islam is following, imitating. So the month of Ramadan is when we will celebrate the revelation of the noble Quran, and we will commemorate it as well. So therefore, we have millions of people, male and female, and adult and children, who have by hearted and committed the Quran Sharif to memory. So this then brings that alive. So we don't want that to all 11 months, because remember, Islam has not told us to do that. So our aim is to follow the Quran, Almighty Allah, to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately, and not bring our new ideas and redefine Islam. And that was what happened to Christianity, Judaism, and all these other isms. People kept on redefining it, and then it got totally lost, and people are fed up now.
Why is the month of Ramadan so sacred to Muslims, Brother Ramesh?
My brother Ramesh, I 100% remember, I really, really thank all of you. Remember Jocelyn, Ramesh, and Prakash, and whoever else. You see the benefit. We have the best. We want to share it with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Why is it Allah has mentioned 12 months in the Noble Quran, indirectly, in the sense that not by name? And chapter 9, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri indallah ithna ashara shahran. So there are 12 lunar months. And when did Almighty Allah prescribe this, my brother Ramesh? Almighty Allah prescribed, ordained this, the day Almighty Allah created this entire universe. Our Islamic lunar calendar is old as time itself. But no month is mentioned in the Noble Quran by name and explicitly, only Ramadan. And that was our lesson today. Chapter 2, verse 185. And you will understand this verse, my brother Prakash, Ramaz, Jocelyn. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن Ramadan, Quran. So the beginning of the revelation started on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam during this month of Ramadan. So therefore it became so holy, so sacred and special, because fasting is compulsory, and then we have to read the noble Quran by memory at night, and the world does it, and that is why only our constitution is preserved in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely, definitely, the royal pronoun is used to stamp His Majesty authority, Almighty Allah says. We revealed this noble Quran gradually, piecemeal, and surely we alone will preserve it, protect it for all times, all places. Look at the beauty of it. Fasting is a duty, and the recitation of the noble Quran is the beauty. Last question, Maulana.
Why do we sit the last 10 days in itikaf in Ramadan? What is the purpose?
Excellent questions today. Allah reward all you esteemed listeners, Radio Ansar and Merkaz Sahaba and our Maulana Salim Kareem and our Junaid Mota and Zakaria Mota. MashaAllah. So let us analyze the situation quickly. The first 20 days, we are not eating, we are not drinking, we're not going to our spouses, fulfilling our conjugal relationship with them during the fasting hours. Then the last 10 days come. There's an increase, progression in our love for Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The true believers are madly, intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job, but I love you more. I love Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. So now I'm going to the masjid and will sit there in solitude day and night. And what is the main objective? The main objective is to obtain Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, chapter 97. The whole chapter is dedicated to that night. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. It is greater, superior than 1,000 months. So that is a manifestation of our love. When Ramadan Mubarak finishes, a new season starts from 1st of Shawwal, our day of happiness and joy and gratitude, and that is Hajj. The season has started. So now my hair, my clothing, my socks and shoes are not important. Ya Allah, I'm coming to your house, I'm coming to Baytullah, I will wear my ihram, the pilgrim's garb. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, I'm ready, Ya Allah. You tell me to walk, I walk. You tell me to run, I run. You tell me to sleep on the land and sand in Muzdalifah. A manifestation of our extreme love for Almighty Allah. Everything has such great wisdom. Allah grant us the true love for Almighty Allah, for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Deenul Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.